Restored to his presence, man will again, as at the beginning, be taught of God. My people shall know my name, they shall know in that day that I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I, or 547.5 there, when the veil that darkens our vision shall be removed and our eyes shall behold that world of beauty of which we now catch glimpses through the microscope. 548, when we look on the glories of the heavens, now stand afar through the telescope, when, the blight of sin removed, the whole earth shall appear in the beauty of the Lord our God, what a field will be open to our study. Our 547.6 heavenly knowledge will be progressive. All the treasures of the universe will be open to the study of God's redeemed. Unfettered by mortality, they wing their tireless flight to worlds afar, worlds that thrilled with sorrow at the spectacle of human woe and rang with songs of gladness at the tidings of a ransomed soul. With unutterable delight the children of earth enter into the joy and the wisdom of unfallen beings. They share the treasures of knowledge and understanding gained through the ages upon ages in contemplation of God's handiwork. With a dimmed vision they gaze upon the glory of creation, suns and stars and systems, all in their appointed order circling the throne of deity. Upon all things, from the least to the greatest, the Creator's name is written, and in all are the riches of his power displayed. Our 548.1 and the years of eternity, as they roll, will bring richer and still more glorious revelations of God and of Christ. As knowledge is progressive, so will love, reverence, and happiness increase. The more men learn of God, the greater will be their admiration of his character. Our 548.2 social life there we shall know even, as also we are known. There the loves and sympathies that God has planted in the soul will find truest and sweetest exercise. The pure communion with holy beings, the harmonious social life with the blessed angels and with the faithful ones of all ages, the sacred fellowship that binds together 549 the whole family in heaven and earth all are among the experiences of the hereafter. Our 548.3 occupations in the new earth and the earth made new the redeemed will engage in the occupations and pleasures that brought happiness to Adam and Eve in the beginning. The Eden life will be lived, the life in garden and field. They shall build houses, and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards, and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build, and another inhabit, they shall not plant, and another eat, for, as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Our 549.1 there every power will be developed, every capability increased. The grandest enterprises will be carried forward, the loftiest aspirations will be reached, the highest ambitions realized. And still there will arise new heights to surmount, new wonders to admire, new truths to comprehend, fresh objects to call forth the powers of body and mind and soul. Our 549.2 on the verge of fulfillment. We are living in a most solemn period of this earth's history. There is never time to sin, it is always perilous to continue in transgression, but in a special sense is this true at the present time. We are now upon the very borders of the eternal world and stand in a more solemn relation to time and to eternity than ever before. Now let every person search his own heart and plead for the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness to expel all spiritual darkness and cleanse from defilement. Our 549.3 to us who are standing on the very verge of their fulfillment, of what deep moment, what living interest, are these delineations of the things to come, events for 550 which, since our first parents turned their steps from Eden, God's children have watched and waited, longed and prayed. Our 549.4 fellow pilgrim, we are still amid the shadows and turmoil of earthly activities, but soon our Savior is to appear to bring deliverance and rest. Let us by faith behold the blessed hereafter, as pictured by the hand of God. Our 550.1 an appeal for personal preparation. I urge you to prepare for the coming of Christ in the clouds of heaven. Day by day cast the love of the world out of your hearts. Understand by experience what it means to have fellowship with Christ. Prepare for the judgment, that when Christ shall come to be admired in all them that believe, you may be among those who will meet him in peace. In that day the redeemed will shine forth in the glory of the Father and the Son. The angels, touching their golden harps, will welcome the King and his trophies of victory, those who have been washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb. A song of triumph shall peal forth, filling all heaven. Christ has conquered. He enters the heavenly courts, accompanied by his redeemed ones, the witnesses that his mission of suffering and sacrifice has not been in vain. 550.2